The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page.
You may write me down in history.
You may write me down in history.
With your bitter, twisted lies.
With your bitter, twisted lies.
You may trod me.
You may trod me.
In the very dirt.
In the very dirt.
But still like dust.
But still like dust, I'll rise.
I'll rise.
Buzz my sassy name.
Everyone in the world, one way or another, has gone to bed with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet, each of us has awakened or risen, somehow made our ablutions, and said, "Morning, how are ya?" "Fine, thanks. And you?" It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Those are the words of Maya Angelou. She experienced much depression during her life, but she never let it defeat her. In the early 1960s, she became friends with Malcolm X and promised to help him build a new civil rights organization. Before they could continue with their new venture, he was assassinated. She was devastated. In 1968, Martin Luther King asked her to organize a march. On her 40th birthday, April 4th, Dr. King was also assassinated. Because of her great pain, loss, and sadness, she went through another period of depression. But whenever she thought she could not, would not be able to rise up again, she did. Whenever the world doesn't seem right after a bad day, a bad week, the Peace Page has always found solace in the words of Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Ann Johnson, is a favorite of the Peace Page. A true heroine, a recipient of the 2010 Presidential Medal of Freedom Award. She became not only a voice for women and for the Black community, but also a voice for all Americans and anyone who believes in peace, justice, and harmony. She was also an activist who stressed the importance of voting, saying, "It is your responsibility, your right, and your privilege. You may be pretty or plain, heavy or thin, gay or straight, poor or rich, but remember this. In an election, every voice is equally powerful. Don't underestimate your vote. Voting is the great equalizer." The first story the Peace Page ever shared about Miss Angelou began, she was raped at the age of 8. Her rapist was found guilty, but spent only one day in jail. After he was released, he was murdered. Because of this, she became mute for almost 5 years, believing her voice killed him. "I killed him, that man, because I told his name. And then I thought I would never speak again, because my voice would kill anyone." Marguerite Ann Johnson did eventually regain her voice, which she shared with the world in 1969. She shared openly about the rape she endured in her book titled, "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings," because she wanted to prevent it from happening to someone else, so that anyone who had been raped might gain understanding and not blame herself for it. She said, "History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived. But a face with courage need not be lived again." The post became one of the most popular posts on the Peace Page, reaching more than 7 million views and still trending to this day. But like any post on the Peace Page, which receives a lot of attention, it also received negative feedback from people who didn't think a Black woman should be so honored. She was called a whore, and some are even bold enough to question her story of being raped. Rather than stop sharing stories about Miss Angelou, the Peace Page continues to share information about her life, her accomplishments, and her words. One of the Peace Page's favorite quotes of hers was this: "Love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, penetrates walls to arrive at its destination, full of hope. Also this, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. In her inaugural poem called On the Pulse of Morning, she tells the story of a rock, a river, a tree, who witnessed all the people who came to this great land. The Asian, the Hispanic, the Jew, the African, the Native American, the Sioux, the Catholic, the Muslim, the French, the Greek, the Irish, the rabbi, the priest, the sheik, the gay, the straight, the preacher. Each of you, descendant of some passed-on traveler, has been paid for. You who gave me my first name. You, Pawnee, Apache, Seneca. You, Cherokee Nation, who rested with me, then forced on my bloody feet, left me to the employment of other seekers, desperate for gain, starving for gold. You, the Turk, the Arab, the Swede, the German, the Eskimo, the Scot, you, the Ashanti, the Yorubu, the crew, bought, sold, stolen, arriving on the nightmare, praying for a dream.
Alone, alone, nobody can make it out here alone.
The top Maya Angelou poem on the Peace page shared with followers is and always will be the favorite and still I rise. Just like moons and suns, with the certainty of tides, just like hopes springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops weakened by my soulful cries? You may shoot me with your words, you may cut me with your eyes, you may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I rise. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from the past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise. As Miss Angelou has said, we may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. It may even be necessary to encounter the defeat so that we can know who we are, so that we can see, oh, that happened. And I rose. I did get knocked down flat in front of the whole world, and I rose. I didn't run away. I rose right where I'd been knocked down. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page by looking him up, John, J-O-N, S. Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, on Facebook. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my co-producer, Jackson Leon. This story was posted on the John S. Randall Peace page on February 9th, 2020. Thank you for listening.